Mark Myers is with us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Deadlines after deadlines, and there's one coming up tonight. Mark, what about it?
Yes, there sure is, and I tell you, it's going to be a nail-biter all day today as everyone has their eyes on the government and Congress to figure out if they're going to actually pass a budget tonight or not, and that did affect the markets yesterday. We saw the markets up most of the day till toward the end. When negotiations broke down in the House and Senate, and we saw the market immediately fall, and it ended up down about 133 points yesterday. But we still have all day today to go to see what happens if they actually come to an agreement. But right now we are watching several different companies out there report earnings. We're right in the middle of the thick of these earnings. And we heard from Stanley Black & Decker, the toolmaker, reported earnings of $1.39 a share for the quarter. That is 1 cent above estimates. But it did cut its full-year forecast because of a slow recovery in profit margins as well as the impact of the ongoing government shutdown. And that stock is down about 10% this morning. We also heard from Domino's Pizza, which is the second largest U.S. pizza chain. They reported earnings, which is a very rare earnings miss due to higher costs, and that stock is down about 5% this morning. They reported third quarter earnings of 51 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for 52 cents a share, but the sales were up a nice impressive 7% for the quarter. Then we also saw Intel beat estimates. They reported earnings of 5 cents a share, which was better than what Wall Street was looking for, but the guidance for the next quarter was below consensus, and that stock is down about 1% this morning. And we also heard from the banking giant Bank of America. That stock is up about 1% this morning. They reported earnings of 20 cents a share profit, and analysts were looking for only 18 cents a share in profit. And we also heard from PepsiCo, the maker of Pepsi Cola, Frito-Lay Snacks, and Tropicana Juice. They reported earnings of $1.24 a share, and analysts were looking for only $1.17 a share. And we also heard from the world's largest toy company, Mattel, which makes such brands as Barbie, Hot Wheels, and Fisher-Price. They reported earnings of $1.21 a share, and analysts were looking for $1.12 a share. That stock is up about 6% this morning. Now, we did hear from a couple of companies, and I think this is a very interesting story from these two companies. We heard from CSX Railroad. They delivered a 2% profit increase for the quarter. They reported earnings of 46 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for only 42 cents a share. But what was very interesting in the report was revenue from shipments from intermodal containers for the railroads grew 8% for the quarter. That's where their main growth came from, was from the intermodal part. And then we also heard from J.B. Hunt. They reported that their net income for the quarter rose 15%. But what was very interesting was the company said that revenue in their intermodal sector rose 12%, while the trucking revenue declined 17%. And that's very interesting because that is something we are looking for in the Fort Smith region area, is putting in intermodal. We've been trying to for years, and they're working very hard on trying to get that done. But, of course, it comes down to getting money to dredge the river. But for all day today, it does look like we are going to, our eyes are on Congress to see what they do about this debt ceiling. They have till midnight to get this fixed. But for right now, it does look like the markets will open up on the positive side. It looks like the Dow is going to open up about 87 points on the positive.
They must be, have a lot of faith, or they know something.
Yeah, it seems like the market does think they are going to get a deal. They think, well, these guys may not be very bright, but they will not let us default, and hopefully that's true.
Hope so. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.